The bus, Patrick, Alex. Mummy Book. Me, Cooper, King Tut, Dirty Floor. Thinking Face, Wheel, Emergency Exit. Middle Seat, Plastic Page, Egypt, Mommy. You are about to hear the most horrifying story of your life. Once upon a time, in second grade, the book fair was in process, and Alex and I were so excited. Alex was getting a mummy book. The cover was blue and shiny gold. Think of some jewelry. Is it gold like the mummy book? I got a book about Frosty the Snowman and a Christmas book. Which one would you want? Since Alex lives in Hyde Park too, I sometimes take the bus to her house because the bus doesn't go to my house. If the bus is there, get on. Sit in the middle seat closest to the back of the bus. Is the seatbelt twisted like mine when I tried to buckle it? On the bus going home, Alex opened the mummy book. Ah! He screamed. Guess what? In that book was a picture of a mummy. It was not just any mummy. It was King Tut. We shut the book and tried to calm ourselves down. How do you calm yourself down? When do you need to calm yourself down? There was a plastic page that covered up the page where King Tut was. The plastic page was see-through and had King Tut's mummy case on it. So when you open the plastic page, you would see King Tut. Have you ever seen him? Unwrapped? On top of the plastic page, there was a page that told all about the history of King Tut and about royal burials. It's actually very interesting, you know. The page after King Tut page was about Egypt and the kings of Egypt. For Alex, the most interesting page is the page after King Tut. For me, the most interesting page is the page that was before the plastic page. I like to learn about royal burials and the history of King Tut. Alex is much different. What do you think you would be more interested in? We were sitting on the middle seat of the small bus. Our seat was really, really, really soft, so we started bouncing on the seat. Now you bounce on the seat. Bouncy, huh? I forced Alex to open the book again. King Tut's jaw was on the other side of his face, and he had a scar. He also had half an eyeball and brown teeth that were half gone. He had a crack in his head, too. Ah! We screamed again. Imagine being on a horror ride, if you're Alex's type. Patrick, the bus driver, scolded us. Let's stop screaming now, girls, he said.
Let's settle down, girls.
Look at the bus driver's seat. That's where Patrick was sitting. Let's open that again, I said. Alex panted. No, please don't open it. I still tried to open the book. Alex squeezed the book like it was a very fragile thing. Do you have anything that is very fragile? What is it? Finally, I got the book open. Ah! We screamed again. Alex shut the book and said in a loud whisper, "We're almost to my house, so let's think of a plan to get rid of this scary book." What do you think our plan was? I made my thinking face for a minute. Okay, I said. Think of your thinking face. What would it look like? Then we both yelled, "Let's bury it!" Have you ever tried to do a crazy thing to a book before? Our problem was solved, the problem of the freaky book. I bet you never experienced something like this before, have you? We were gonna bury it on our next sleepover. We really never buried it, but we're gonna. We remember this story as a funny story, not a scary story. Still, to this day, Alex hates mummies. Do you hate mummies? If you do, never open a book about mummies, because you never know what's under the cover.
She looks out the window. He talks to his friend. She coughs softly. We look in our backpacks. They laugh. We hug. They say goodbye. She eats a snack. He does his homework. They like the bus ride.
You have your seatbelts on.
School scenes.
Produced by Third Grade Audio.